This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
It's amazing how much weight online reviews carry these days, right?
That's crazy.
Like picking a restaurant or booking a hotel.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we all do it. Scrolling through those reviews, trying to gauge, is this place legit?
Definitely. And you know, it's not just us feeling this way.
Yeah.
Businesses are really starting to see how these online opinions, you know,
yeah,
they can make or break them, especially on Facebook.
Especially on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And that actually brings us to the focus of our deep dive today.
Okay.
You know, you all shared this super relevant article with us.
Right.
Managing and responding to Facebook reviews and recommendations.
By Jo Medico.
By Jo Medico, exactly. Now she is the director of client services at Double Dome.
So she knows her stuff.
Oh, yeah. She's deep in the trenches of this world. And this deep dive is going to be like your cheat sheet.
Oh, nice.
To understanding how to navigate the world of Facebook reviews.
Love it.
We're going to break down how these reviews and recommendations can really impact a business's image.
Yeah.
And ultimately their bottom line.
For sure. And I think it's important to remember that Facebook, you know,
yeah,
it wasn't always this hub for businesses. I mean, it started as a way for people to connect. Right?
It did. It was purely social.
But now it's become this huge platform for businesses to, you know, build up their reputation or see it kind of crumble.
Exactly. And Medico in this article really emphasizes the point that these Facebook reviews and recommendations, they're not just like little blips of feedback. They hold so much sway over potential customers.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. It's essentially virtual word of mouth, right?
Right.
You know, you trust your friends' recommendations.
Oh, for sure.
These reviews tap into that same level of trust, but on a way larger scale.
So true. So true. It's like this massive collective voice giving you the thumbs up or thumbs down.
Exactly.
And that kind of leads into the concept of social proof, which Medico also brings up.
Ah, yes, social proof. Well, but basically it's this idea that people look to others' actions to decide what to do, especially when they're uncertain.
Oh, interesting.
So if you see a business on Facebook with tons of positive reviews, you're more likely to trust them and think, okay, this must be a good place.
It's like that safety in numbers thing, right? Yeah. Everyone else is doing it, so it must be good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Takes away some of that risk.
That totally makes sense. Mm. Now, Medico also talks about this idea of online reputation management, which sounds kind of intimidating, but what does it really mean in the context of Facebook reviews?
So online reputation management is basically how your business is seen in the online world, right?
Yeah.
And Facebook reviews, they're a huge part of that,
okay,
especially now when everyone's online all the time.
Always, always connected.
Medico says these reviews, they're constantly being looked at.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
It is. And how you respond to these reviews, whether they're good or bad.
Yeah.
It shows people how much you care about your customers.
So basically, ignoring reviews is a no-no.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's a missed chance to show you're engaged and you value your customers' feedback. And you know what else really struck me in the article?
What's that?
Medico emphasizes how directly these reviews can influence someone's decision to buy something.
Oh, absolutely. It goes beyond just feeling good about a business, Remy. It hits that bottom line.
It really does.
Positive reviews, they offer reassurance and can be that final push for a potential customer. But you know what's interesting?
What?
Medico says that even negative reviews, if they're dealt with well, can actually showcase your commitment to customer service.
Oh, that's a good spin.
Right. It turns a bad experience into a chance to show you care.
That's a great point. So it's not just about damage control, but using it as an opportunity.
Exactly.
Now, I also read that actively engaging with these reviews can actually help a business be more visible on Facebook itself.
Oh, for sure. Medico explains that businesses with more positive reviews and recommendations, they tend to pop up higher in Facebook search results.
That makes sense. Like if I'm searching for a bakery on Facebook, the one with the rave reviews is going to catch my eye first.
Exactly. It's like a built-in filter for credibility within Facebook.
So really, when we put it all together, these Facebook reviews, they're not just these little stars. They're this whole ecosystem influencing trust, shaping online reputation, and even impacting how easily people can find you.
Absolutely. They're crucial for building a positive online presence and gaining that trust from potential customers.
And Medico's article really drives home the point that engaging with them,
Yeah.
It's not just a good idea.
Right.
It's essential for businesses to really thrive.
You got it.
Okay, so we've nailed down why these Facebook reviews are so important. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty of how to manage them.
Okay.
And Medico's got some great advice here. Where do we even start?
Well, she kicks things off with a simple but super important step, setting up review notifications.
Makes sense. I mean, if you don't know a review's been left, you can't respond, right?
Exactly. So turn those notifications on so you can be on top of things.
Be in the loop. So once you get that notification, what's next?
Crafting a thoughtful and timely response.
Okay, so how do you make a response stand out in a good way?
It all comes down to speed and genuine care. No matter if the feedback is good or bad, you gotta ditch those generic robotic replies.
Right.
Show people there's a real human behind the screen reading and appreciating their feedback.
So let's talk about responding to positive reviews. What's the best way to handle those?
Medico suggests acknowledging those positive vibes with a sincere thank you. You know, something like, thank you so much for your kind words. We're thrilled you had a great experience.
Short and sweet.
Exactly. And you know what? You can even take it a step further by encouraging them to try other products or services.
Oh, smart.
Right. Turn those happy customers into loyal fans, spreading the word.
Love it. Now for the trickier part, negative reviews. Medico talks about addressing these with empathy. How can businesses navigate this without getting defensive?
Empathy is key. Even if you think the feedback isn't fair, you got to start by acknowledging their experience and showing you understand their frustration.
It's about putting yourself in their shoes.
Exactly. And avoid getting into arguments online.
Oh, yeah. That's a recipe for disaster.
Instead, Medico suggests maybe taking the conversation offline. You know, get more details and work towards a solution.
Okay.
This shows everyone that you're committed to fixing the problem.
And that you're actually listening.
Exactly.
So active listening, validate their feelings, find a solution, all while being professional and understanding in public.
You got it.
Now, what about getting more feedback in the first place? Medico mentions encouraging customer feedback. What are some ways to do that?
Well, you can try creating engaging posts, asking customers to share their thoughts.
Okay.
Maybe ask open-ended questions about your products or services.
Uh-huh.
You could even do polls to get feedback on recent changes.
Oh, I like that.
Or just remind people, hey, your reviews are important to us.
So basically make it easy and inviting for customers to share their two cents.
Exactly.
Medico also mentions this thing called implementing a review policy. What's that all about?
So a review policy basically sets the ground rules for how reviews and responses are handled on your Facebook page.
Okay.
It helps create a respectful environment for everyone.
So outlining what's considered constructive feedback and how you'll be responding.
Exactly. It sets clear expectations and encourages positive interactions.
Now, I'm curious about Facebook recommendations. How do those differ from those star ratings? And how can businesses get more of them?
So Facebook recommendations, they're a simpler way for people to show their support. Instead of a star rating and a comment, users just say whether they recommend the business or not and maybe add a quick explanation.
Oh, that's easy.
Right. And Medico says you should encourage happy customers to leave these recommendations because it really builds trust.
So it's like a little nudge to show some love.
Exactly.
Now, what about taking those positive reviews and really making them shine? Medico talks about highlighting customer success stories.
Yes, this is where you take those glowing reviews and showcase them.
Okay.
You can create eye-catching graphics with quotes from happy customers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even share longer detailed positive feedback as separate posts.
So you're basically turning those individual compliments into these powerful testimonials.
Exactly. It builds credibility and inspires confidence in potential customers.
Now, the last point Medico makes is about monitoring and analyzing review trends. How can businesses actually do this, and what's the benefit?
So Medico suggests using those analytics tools, many of which are right there on Facebook, or you can use third-party ones.
Okay.
By keeping track of your reviews over time, you start to see patterns.
Interesting.
Like, are there common themes in the positive feedback?
Yeah.
Are there recurring issues popping up in negative reviews?
That's super valuable information.
It is. You can use that data to improve your products, your services, the whole customer experience.
So it's about constantly learning and adapting.
Exactly.
Wow, this deep dive into Joe Medico's article has been eye-opening. Facebook reviews and recommendations, they're clearly a force to be reckoned with. Actively managing them is so crucial for building a solid online reputation and ultimately achieving success.
Couldn't agree more. And you know what? It makes you think. These principles about managing online feedback. They apply beyond just businesses.
Oh, interesting.
Think about individuals building their personal brand, public figures, nonprofits.
Right.
Anywhere where public perception matters.
Yeah, that's a great point.
So it poses an interesting question. How could these insights about managing online feedback be used in other areas where public image is important?
That's something for all of us to ponder. Well, thanks for breaking this all down for us.
My pleasure.
And big thanks to Joe Medico for sharing her expertise on this crucial topic.
Mm-hmm.
We hope this deep dive gave you some valuable takeaways. And as always, we're eager to hear what other topics you'd like us to explore in future deep dives. So keep those suggestions coming.
Absolutely.
Until next time.
See you then.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30-plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.